From CNN, I'm Afalma DK with the 5 things you need to know for Wednesday, April 10th. Police say 5 people have been arrested and multiple firearms recovered after a shooting in West Philadelphia this afternoon. At a news conference, Philadelphia Police Commissioner said the shooting happened around 2:30 p.m. at a park. CNN affiliate WPVI spoke to Naja Bey, one of the roughly 1,000 people gathered nearby for a celebration.
We were enjoying ourselves. The kids was running around, everyone was eating, and at about 2:30, we just heard shots, and everyone just started running and scattering around. And a couple seconds later, it was like another round of shots going off.
The commissioner said police believe it was an exchange of gunfire between 2 groups. He said officers stopped 3 males and 1 female suspect who were running and recovered 4 weapons. He said another officer engaged with a 15-year-old male suspect, firing and striking the teen who was then taken to the hospital. Police say 2 additional people were taken to the hospital for gunshot wounds. Federal investigators are on the scene. Severe storms are pounding parts of the southern U.S. today, triggering powerful thunderstorm and tornado warnings. Officials in Mississippi say at least 1 person is dead from the storms. Torrential downpours led to flooding and water rescues in parts of Texas. And the National Weather Service said a tornado touched down in a Houston suburb earlier today. The NWS says parts of Metro New Orleans is at risk of flash floods as heavy rain drenches the area. Meanwhile, local officials say first responders rushed multiple people in Slidell, Louisiana, to the hospital after a possible tornado hit this morning. Police say they're working on rescuing people. Slidell Police Officer Rodney West describes being in the middle of the likely twister.
What I saw was just buildings with the windows busted out, cars on their side, other vehicles wrecked, power lines down. Worst case scenario that you could imagine.
In a key vote, the House blocked a procedural step to reauthorize a FISA rule. It's a controversial law that allows the surveillance of foreign nationals based overseas. Former President Donald Trump had called on Republicans to tank it, adding headaches to GOP leaders who struggled to build support for it. The tally was 193 to 228, with 19 Republicans voting with Democrats to sink it. Speaker Mike Johnson said he'd meet with the full GOP conference to discuss another plan. It comes as Johnson is trying to keep his job. He met with Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene today, who's trying to oust him as speaker. She says she told him not to move forward with any aid to Ukraine and drop his FISA plans.
If he funds the deep state and the warrantless spying on Americans, he's telling Republican voters all over the country that the continued behavior will happen more, spying on President Trump and spying on hundreds of thousands of Americans. Number 2, the funding of Ukraine must end. We are not responsible for a war in Ukraine. We're responsible for the war on our border.
The National Transportation Safety Board says its investigation into the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse is focused right now on the cargo ship's engine room equipment. The Dolly lost power and hit the Baltimore Bridge last month, causing its collapse and the deaths of 6 construction workers. The NTSB identified the equipment manufacturer as Hyundai and says the company has set experts to aid in its investigation. The company did not immediately respond to a request from CNN for further information. The NTSB's chairwoman told the Senate Commerce Committee that Hyundai employees have come to help, quote, download data from the electrical power system and look at the circuit breakers. Coming up, the cicada apocalypse. Hey, welcome back. Billions of cicadas are set to surface this spring in a rare emergence of insects some are calling a cicada apocalypse. 2 different broods, one that appears every 13 years and another every 17 years, will emerge simultaneously. But experts predict they won't overlap significantly. And of course, the bugs are harmless. It's expected to last about 6 weeks, starting in mid-May. This phenomenon hasn't been in the U.S. since Thomas Jefferson was president, and won't happen again until 2245. All right, that's all for now. Our next episode drops at 6 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.